The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. To find an independent agent near you, visit autoowners.com. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood.
France has been hit on its national day, the 14th of July, our national symbol.
This time it was a massacre by truck, a truck driving through a crowd of people gathered to watch the Bastille Day fireworks in Nice. I remember for a long time in this country, we looked at low-flying planes, wondering if they were really just landing. Imagine wondering about every truck that passes. What France plans to do, and what we may have to do after this. France has been under a state of emergency since last November's attacks at the Bataclan Theater and several other sites in Paris, and now French President Hollande will extend the emergency for another 3 months following the Bastille Day attack in Nice. That means the police can place under house arrest any person whose behavior is considered a threat to security and public order, and can order a search of any private home at any hour without a court getting involved. Former FBI Assistant Director and CBS News security analyst Ron Hosko says what happened there could happen here.
A truck that is ubiquitous in America, that weighs several tons, can do a lot of damage against a civilian population with no other weapon, the truck as the weapon.
The truck was loaded with grenades and other weapons and drove onto a sidewalk for more than a mile before the driver got out and started shooting. And while the investigation is only beginning, Hosko says it serves as a warning to Cleveland.
Planners for that event and the one in Philadelphia have to look at this as having the potential to inspire somebody domestically with its ease, with the relative ease, you know, because moving trucks, transport vehicles like this are everywhere.
France already has 10,000 soldiers on patrol, and now will call up even more. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.